What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
We'll come back to Team Terry or Team Front Office. Right now, I'm surprised. I am surprised that we are at 70-30. Team Front Office over Team Terry in terms of whose side you are taking. This was 50-50 2 weeks ago. It's now 70-30 after a holdout, a hold-in, and a trade request. I would not have guessed that, Max. I'm not going to lie to you. I would have guessed a slightly higher on Team Front Office, but not 70-30 at this point.
There's been a big
joining
shift.
Me right now is Eric Edholm, one of my favorite guests to have on the show, NFL.com, NFL Network, at Eric with a C underscore Edholm on X and on Twitter. So let's start there. What do you make from the outside looking in terms of not being a fan or not being in the market, but being an NFL analyst and reporter? What do you make of the Terry situation, and how do you think it ends?
Yeah, I mean, it's fascinating, obviously, for a franchise that was cloaked in such bad times for so long, and then last year came around and really changed everything. Obviously, the trajectory of this team is totally different. You know, McLaurin was such a good soldier for the Commanders for so long, through name changes, through losing, through everything, you know, different quarterbacks. And so now they've got this great situation. The contract standoff has hit. No one really knows where exactly it stands, but I haven't sensed a lot of activity from other teams. You know, you haven't heard reports of a lot of teams calling and making offers. Maybe it's because they understand that a deal is likely to get done at some point in Washington, or maybe it's they feel that Washington isn't interested at all in trading him. But yeah, I mean, where it goes next is fascinating. Obviously, he's you know, he's up there among the higher paid receivers now, but wants to enter that top 10 range that puts him closer to, you know, $30-40 million a year, which is what the elite receivers make.
What do you think he is in terms of the landscape of wide receivers?
Yeah, it's a tough call. I mean, he's sort of right on the borderline of one of those 1A kind of guys. I don't know that you'd quite, you know, put him up in that Jamar Chase, Justin Jefferson, CeeDee Lamb kind of plateau, but I think you'd have him, you know, right in the same sort of zip code as guys like T. Higgins and Jalen Waddle and, you know, Amon-Ra St. Brown, Garrett Wilson, you know, that kind of next tier. And most of those guys are making closer to, you know, the high 20s or low 30s per year. You know, I think Terry's at, what, 23-something this year or this contract? So,
yeah, cap number.
You know,
yeah.
You can understand the disconnect there. It's not cavernous, but it's not minor either.
Right. Yeah, It was always Eric going to be a bit tricky because he's entering his age 30 season. And then how does this new group of Adam Peters and Lance Newmark, et cetera, how do they see him? Because I think most of us, you know, that follow more than just our own home team understand that he's not Chaser Jefferson, right?
Right.
And, you know, then you get into that second tier and there's probably, you know, maybe if you want to put Lamb and A.J. Brown into that next part of that second tier, fine, Tariq Hill, even at 30. But then there's like, there's truly like 10 to 15 guys that you could put them in almost any order, you know, after that. And that's where it gets a little bit tricky. So, you know, I love you do the power rankings for NFL.com. And I love that you've got it out already here early in camp. And you've got Washington at number 6 overall in your preseason power rankings. Describe your outlook for Washington in 2025. And by the way, let's assume Terry is under contract. Let's assume he is going to play, whether it's in a, you know, on a new contract or it's on the final year of his deal. I don't think, I should have asked you, I don't think they're trading him, do you?
No, I don't either. I think I think it's similar to Parsons and really Trey Hendrickson too. I don't think any of those other teams are going to make a deal, and I don't think Washington is. And I think they understand the importance of the season and having him out there and being Jaden Daniels, you know, kind of lead guy. Obviously, Debo was brought in for a reason too, and you know, they have this balanced attack. And I think obviously there's so much emphasis put on the offense for good reason. Not that the defense doesn't need to do something this year, but I think it's, you know, without a marquee addition on that side of the ball, I don't consider Von Miller to be that at this stage. But with virtually the same caliber of personnel as last year or comparable, you know, it really does put a lot of onus on the offense even taking another step. And I think, I mean, maybe I'm reading it the wrong way and maybe there is some untapped potential on the other side of the ball, but if I do have a worry, it's that, you know, we look at the Texans last year coming into last season. They were the next darlings, right? C.J. Stroud was on the verge of stardom, and this is a team that was going to poise itself among the Bills and the Chiefs and the other elite teams in the AFC, and it just didn't happen last year. And maybe it happens this year, maybe it's next, I don't know. But we love to elevate these teams beyond what they're capable of or what they're ready for. So are the Commanders ready to take that proverbial next step? I don't know. I think they're close, but I think there's also a little bit of reason for, you know, reasonable hesitation.
Well, let's you know, kind of dial in on them offensively, because you wrote the offense should be great again. I could see, you know, the Commanders making incremental improvements from last season on defense, but it's hard to argue that they're tangibly better on that side of the ball. But offensively, you know, we did this a couple of weeks back where we, you know, we took calls on, have we crowned him being Jaden Daniels, have we crowned him too early? Because there are people that, and you just, you know, referenced it, that look back last year at Houston and C.J. Stroud in year two. So specific to Jaden, not the team, not the offense, because he strapped that team to his back as much as anybody's done in a long time. Have we crowned him too early?
Well, yeah, I mean, in the sense that I think teams are going to have some kind of answer for him and have some kind of emphasis this offseason on, all right, let's find ways to stop him, especially if you're the, you know, Giants, Cowboys, and Eagles and have to face him twice a year, or if you've got him on the schedule after not seeing him last year. You know, I'm sure a lot of these assistants are going to spend time breaking him down. Let's find his habits. Let's see if we can get him into those sack situations and, you know, self-inflicted errors and things like that, and try to, you know, push him into some uncomfortable places where he feels like he has to do everything for this team. And like you said, last year he often did it. I mean, there were so many times where, you know, he bailed them out of bad situations and kept them in games, or, you know, and then there were times like the Eagles game where the regular season one where, you know, he wasn't great until he had to be at the very end. And I would say it's just a little bit more of that where, you know, play to play, down to down consistency, just a little bit more rhythm and timing, understanding that teams are going to have answers for him this year. keeping everybody happy. Obviously, there's more mouths to feed in that offense. And, being smart with his body as far as being a runner and not exposing himself to injury. All those little things that really do add up over time. And I just think it's really hard for a first-year breakout quarterback to find that next gear in year two. If you look back, I mean, Mahomes and a few other guys, Lamar, have been able to do it. It took Josh Allen a few years to kind of really get into the league. So there aren't many that you look back on and say they clearly
nobody did it like Marino did it.
Right. Yeah, that's the ultimate example. Yep.
Yeah. The last year, the best way to defend him was to keep him off the field. And they could do that because defensively they weren't very good last year. You know, you wrote in your, outlook for them where you've got them number six in the NFL power rankings that, you'd argue that they're even a tad bit worse defensively personnel-wise until proven otherwise. So your expectation for this team defensively, it doesn't sound great. Go ahead and elaborate on that.
Yeah, and I don't know that it needs to be great, but I think, to start the year, I mean, there are going to be some challenges. Now, I don't remember. I know they start with the Giants, and I got to go to Green Bay early on.
Yeah.
But, yeah, I mean, it's not like I didn't look at their early schedule and think, oh, God, what are they going to do? How are they going to handle this? I mean, it really heats up later from what I remember. But you make a good point, which is that if you're losing the time of possession battle every week and you can't keep those teams from converting third downs and keeping the chains moving, it's going to be a problem. So, yeah, I mean, I would say defensively, it probably depends on some of these younger guys stepping up. I mean, what does Johnny Newton give you this year? Does Javon Kinlaw or Miller have anything left in the tank? How much does Trey Amos enter the cornerback discussion? Quan Martin was another guy that, it's hard to know exactly what he is at this stage of his career. I think Mike Usain still has got much better football ahead of him than what he showed last year, bravely taking on that role and doing as well as anybody else they had on the roster. But obviously some room for improvement too, as he was kind of thrown into the fire. So I think a lot of it is, can the young guys help solidify the group and that they were drafted to do? And then did some of the older guys they brought in help kind of, have something left in the tank, I guess.
Talking to Eric Edholm, NFL.com, NFL Network. So let's look at the landscape of not just the division, but the conference. Because I've made the case here recently, the conference is kind of loaded. We didn't think that last year, and that just kind of goes to show that the NFL is really, it really changes year to year. It's really hard to predict. But how do you see Washington first within the division and their chances to overtake Philly rather than having a repeat champion for the first time in 21 years or whatever? Yeah. And then among all of the teams in the NFC that are, somewhere between good and very good.
Yeah. I mean, you're hoping obviously that the Eagles, their personnel losses, especially on defense, are going to hold them back a little bit or cause them, half a season to adjust or something. Obviously what they do offensively is terrific. And, they had one or two duds, but for the most part, they were a great team on that side of the football and at times exceptional defensively, especially down the stretch. So you're hoping that, okay, maybe we can take a little of the salt away from that defense and make them closer to average on that side of the ball. And then teams like Washington have more of a chance. Big picture, I mean, Detroit's obviously facing questions, lose two coordinators in the offseason, middle of their O-line, middle of their D-line, still kind of worries. And that's really what defined them as a contender. Obviously Vikings breaking in a new quarterback. Packers seem like one of those teams on paper that are really, really good. But how many superstars do they have? Like, how many true difference makers? Or is it a team of, above average talent across the board? And what does Jordan Love have as far as another guy that we've been kind of waiting to break out or whatever? So, Buccaneers, the Tristan Wirfs injury could hold them back. I think they're a really good football team, though. I think that's a team that maybe – has to be mentioned among the title contenders if everything goes right. But yeah, I mean, I think Washington's right in that mix with those teams I just mentioned. The NFC West teams, you got to obviously factor in Rams. I think 49ers will bounce back. And then the other two teams, Seahawks and Cardinals, are at least capable of winning the division. So I'd put Washington ahead of most of those teams, if not all, and I'd keep them in that mix for now for the, you know, top three or four teams in the NFC.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
7 of your top 10 are NFC teams. You didn't mention the Rams. I think they look dangerous if Stafford's healthy. What do you think?
Yep. I do too. You know, is this his last season? I mean, is he going to be able to make it through a year healthy? Those are questions we have to start every year by asking. And, you know, the Rams the last 2 years have put themselves in such big holes. I think it was 3-6 2 years ago, and then 1-4 last season, made the playoffs
right. Both
times. Were tough outs both times, you know, took the Lions to the brink in that loss in Detroit. And then last year, absolutely walloping the Vikings and you know, giving the Eagles everything they can handle. So this clearly has become a team Sean McVay has coached into being January ready. You know, and if Stafford's upright and Davante Adams is the weapon they think he can be alongside Puka Nacua, I mean, that I'm with you. I held back a little just because of the injury and questions with Matt. But he's there. They're ready. Jimmy Garoppolo is not a terrible backup, but, you know, they really do need Stafford.
Yeah, I mean, I saw that they signed Kyren Williams the other day. I think he's incredibly underrated. But the combination of Nacua and Davante Adams, Adams played great when he got, you know, after a couple of games with Aaron Rodgers in New York last year. If Stafford's healthy, that is imposing in terms of their playmakers.
I agree. I think it's an upgrade over Cooper Kupp, and I'm a, you know, unabashed Cooper Kupp fan. I think he's terrific, right? I mean, his role, you can't argue what he did in L.A., but adds a different dimension to their offense, I think. And, they like Tyler Higbee still, and they think the, you know, some of the other weapons are going to kind of step up. So they'll be an explosive offense at times, just whether they have that health at the quarterback position to kind of keep it all stabilized.
Your thoughts on Tampa, I think, are interesting because I actually don't think Bowles gets enough credit. And I felt that way throughout his career. Look, he's a former Redskin and a former Super Bowl champion here for some of us old enough to remember. And I've always rooted for him. But I think he is top five in the league when it comes to defensive game planning and in-game kind of play calling. Does the rest of the league feel that way about him?
I used to think he was way too conservative and at times, especially when he had Tom Brady. It was like, man, you know, you've got the guy who can convert fourth downs and you want the ball in his hands. You don't want to punt, right? But, rarely did he not give his team a chance in those games. I mean, that was the there were still times where I felt like he kind of held back a little bit. But you saw the noose loosen a little bit, and he's not afraid to blitz, and he's not afraid to come up with some interesting defensive looks. And that secondary was such a hot mess last year with injuries and everything. you know, they draft two guys. They're moving people around. I think they have depth there that they haven't had before. So if the left tackle's healthy on offense, they've got the run game, two-headed run game. They love this Emeka Buga kid they drafted at receiver. You know, Godwin can come back at his pace. I like the feel of this whole thing. It depends on Mayfield, obviously, but he played at a really high level last year. So maybe Todd Bowles is one of those forgotten coaches, a little bit underrated, you know, unappreciated.
Yeah, and Mayfield is just, he's a gamer. He's getting better, but he's got another offensive coordinator this year. So that should be interesting. We're talking to Eric Edholm. Do you see in either conference an equivalent this year to what Washington was last year? You know, a dead last to, you know, two playoff wins, 12 regular season wins. Is there a major turnaround team that you've got your eyes on?
Well, I mean, I still have my questions with both of them, but two candidates that to me at least makes, well, three candidates I'll throw out there, but, you know, they have the quarterbacks, number one. That kind of gives you a chance. I would say Jacksonville, if Trevor Lawrence can bounce back. You know, Tennessee, I kind of compared them a little bit to Washington with Cam Ward and saying, you know, he could be the Pied Piper there. He could be the guy who says, jump on my back. He's such an all-business, you know, no-nonsense kid. Right. He kind of reminds me a little of Daniels, not as a runner, but just in terms of his kind of his poise and equanimity and all that stuff, and a little loose of the ball, but I could see him rallying this team that had no direction last year, that had no kind of, you know, sense or feel of how to win football games. The Patriots would be another one with Vrabel there and Drake May in year two. I think all three of those teams at least have the potential to win three, four, five more games than they did last year, maybe even more than that. As far as taking that Washington-like jump where you're competing for a division title and winning playoff game, you know, I mean, I don't know that I can quite go that far, but those are three that I think are going to be better than people imagine they'll be.
Is there a team that you think takes a major step back? A good team?
Well, I mean, the one that it's I hesitate to say it because, you know, Minnesota won, I don't know, about 100 football games last year.
Right.
It's like, are they going to go 14-3 again? Probably not. I really like J.J. McCarthy, and I think that roster is really good. The more I kind of look at the Vikings, I think they're good. But you play in the NFC East, or NFC North, rather, and we don't really know what to expect from McCarthy. So, you know, they could easily, you know, go 10-7, and that's a four-game difference. That's a big drop from last year.
Yeah, they were so good defensively through, what, the first half, first three quarters of the season.
Yeah.
And then they started to give up some stuff there towards the end. But it was really – this is the team you follow, right? Is my memory right that you're a Minnesota guy?
No, not at all. I mean,
okay.
I covered them briefly when I was at Pro Football Weekly.
Okay.
But like
I'm thinking of somebody else then.
Okay.
I Brian Flores can flat out coach defense.
Yeah.
And I thought that was a big part of it. Sam Darnold melted down at the end. It'll be
sure
interesting
did.
To see what happens. By the way, just I was reading this morning. I'd not Sam Howell's in jeopardy of not making the team. Is that right?
He's not performed that great in camp. That's too bad. I always liked Sam. You know, from what I've heard, though, that it kind of started poorly early and hasn't necessarily gotten better since then. So, yeah, there's a little bit of worry about him. And, boy, he had some game moments in that one year for the Commanders. But I know
he had some moments, but he wasn't a starting quarterback in the NFL.
No.
I think that was pretty obvious to most of us watching. And look, he had the disastrous, you know, Eric Bieniemy experience as well. But there was, you know, a bit of a toughness to him. I thought he was at least a backup quarterback in the NFL. So
Gardner Minshew. Yeah, that's kind of what I thought he was.
Yeah,
I thought he was
exactly.
Like a Minshew. Like, he could start six games for you, if your quarterback get hurt. But
right.
Now, who knows? It doesn't look very, very promising.
All right. Last one. Back to Washington and the quarterback in particular. It's two-part. Number one, where do you have him ranked, you know, on the list of quarterbacks in the league? You know, recently we saw him at fifth in, I think it was the ESPN countdown of quarterbacks. We'll see where he lands on this, you know, NFL.com, your place, the top 100 voted on by the players. And then the second part of that is, what do you think his MVP chances are, legitimately?
Yeah, that's a great question. I mean, I think he's got a great chance because people love him. I mean, you know, look, there's bias in voters. I know that I always factor that in. Like, people would love it if Jane Daniels had would build off what he did as a rookie and improve on it. So I think enthusiastic voting would be all over the place. You know what I mean? Like, plus at that position, we're always looking for the next guy, right? Like, right. If Joe Burrow has anything close to a great season, people will vote for him. Jaden is the same way, I think. You know, Jalen Hurts is a very popular quarterback among voters. I just think that those three guys will always have a chance on top of the Josh Allens and the Patrick Mahomes and Lamar Jacksons of the world. Those guys are baked in. They're, you know, they, in some ways, Mahomes is almost living off his reputation. I mean, I don't think he's played that great the last 2 years. I really don't. I don't think that's a stretch to say that.
Is there anybody you'd take before him, though, if you had to win it all this year?
I think, man, I know it sounds crazy, but I think I'd almost take Lamar or Josh before him. And,
really?
And it would be, I love Pat. I think he's, you know, arguably the most creative or gifted or just natural quarterback we've seen in many, many years. And Brady made himself into the greatness. So did Peyton Manning. But yeah, I mean, I don't know. Maybe I'm making too much of it, and this year could tell us a different story. But they're all really close, those three guys. And then I would have set that next tier with, you know, Burrow, Jaden, Hurts, who am I forgetting here? You know, maybe Mayfield if he has another great season. I don't know that I'd quite
Stafford.
Put him up there. Maybe Stafford, maybe Jared Goff. You know, yeah. Those guys have had some success,
all right.
So.
Always great to have you on. I really appreciate the time.
Thank you.
Enjoy you writing, we'll do it again hopefully sometime during the season. Thanks, Eric.
Looking forward to it. See you, Kim.
Yep. Eric Edholm, everybody. At Eric_Edholm on X on Twitter. And he writes all the time at NFL.com. All right. There is some activity up in Foxborough. We'll give you some of what's coming out of the beat reporters who are watching it up in Foxborough, the joint practice with the Patriots. And if you wanted to jump back on at 301-230-0980, 301-230-0980, are you Team Terry or Team Front Office right now, especially from where we were 2 weeks ago? We've had a holdout, we've had a hold in, we've had a request for trade. I'll update you on where we are on the Twitter poll as well. That's surprising to me. All of that and more after I tell you, by the way, about what Window Nation's got going on right now. If you've got older windows, you're probably paying a lot more for your air conditioning than you have in recent summers, given the heat and humidity that we've had. Older windows aren't as insulated as newer windows, and they let the cool air out, and it takes more of the AC running to keep that home cool and comfortable. If you want to change that, my recommendation is to call Window Nation, 866-90-NATION or windownation.com. All you've got to do, first step, is just get an estimate. It's free. There's no risk. They'll come out when it's convenient for you. You'll find out which windows actually need to be replaced. They're not going to come out and tell you, you know, that you got one room with good windows, you got to replace those. No, it's not the way it works. They'll tell you which windows they feel like are costing you money. You want your home to look better, too. They'll leave you with a quote. They're not going to pressure you. You can shop it if you want, but right now, Window Nation is offering 50% off on all window styles with no money down, no payments, and no interest for 2 years. So you won't pay anything for your new purchase until the year 2027. And when you start paying, you'll be paying 50% off, half price. Call them, 866-90-NATION. Go to windownation.com. Best product, best customer service, best deal. Mention my name. They'll take really good care of you.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.